So we just to pick up the Tosfos over here, a few points over here in Tosfos are very important. Hilchos Adwar Maboy Besecha Suda Machbas Asuda. So Tosfos says, "Pirshakun is a lavish bevin sapas into the bracha the havi the tefelu." So Rashi learns that the kud of the sugya is mitzad Hilchos Tofel. So that's why it doesn't need a bracha. We'll learn here, Dimkei and Masisini, the Mubarak Halikar, Upartir is a Tveilu, Pamai Kamash Malon. So it is interesting, we discussed this very, very briefly, that the Mishnah, we mentioned the Goyin, we spoke about the Mechaber Mamash at the beginning of Reish Beis. Talks about the case over there where you're mixing wine together with other juices. So the Taz says it's a din of roiv, right? So that's a case of Ikar Tehillah, which is not mentioned in the Gemara. So the Mishnah's case of Ikar and Tofel, Zevir lefon of Maliach Tchila, Mupas Imoy, Mavarcha Maliach, Upertzer's a pass, Sharpas Tvela loy. Zeklau, Kosher Ikar, Mima Tvela, Mavarcha Ikar, Upertzer's a Tvela. So an example of the Mishnah is really a unique case where the Tofel Mamish has zero function other than to be Mishamish, the Iker. Person ate this very salty fish, and Pasha, he needs to do something to remove the salty flavor in his mouth. So he eats some bread in order to remove the salty flavor. So he has Bechlau, no Kavon of the shame of the past, Bechlau. So that's the case of the Mishnah. We're extending that din, the Gemara before in Lamed Hey, to us as a case. So you're mixing together your anigrin with your shaman, right? So the kasha is not from the Mishnah. The Mishnah's case, I don't know that I know in a case where I'm eating the tofel, but chlal not the shem achilas a tofel. There's no bracha on the tofel. The bracha there goes on the tofel. And the ride to that is because this halakha works even though you're needing one after the other, according to most Rishonim. Some Rishonim in the case of you ate it together, but right, but or at least that's the case of the Mishnah. But the Pasha on the Mishnah means you ate the Malich, then you eat the bread afterwards. That doesn't work in Ikar Tofel normally. It works because the Tofel is a stark Tofel. Right? So what's Tosfos Kasha? Tosfos Kasha is the Mishnah is the Klal. And the more before understands that the klal is discussing even a case where you talk, have kavon on the shame of the tofel. I want the tofel. I like the flavor of the tofel, but I'm eating it together with the ikr, and it's the mishamish ikr. So meila, the bracha of the ikr covers it also. So that you could ask the kasha. So that's not the favorish of the mishnah. That's how the more laman hey understands, and the more he asks the kasha from a nigrin with shem, and the more understands that there's no shteyin on the mishnah. So the Tosfos is asking from. Okay, so the Balamor, you saw the Balamor, I didn't put the Balamor on the list, but I should have. The Balamor says, like the Rasha brings the Balamor, etc., that the Kiddush is that you didn't have the Tufel there, B'Shas Mai, so you had a Bracha Niker. And still, it's Nichla, because eating is a Tufel. So when we learn the Sugyas of Iker and Tufel, that's going to become a very fascinating discussion. So why taka does that work? Is that a din dafka in this case that you're dealing with pass? It means even the Karn Rashi Shita, there's a certain mile to pass, but that's so. Or that's true even in the case without not by pass, by other types of Iker and Tofel, that you had a bracha on the Iker and you brought the Tofel afterwards. Since you're eating the Tofel to the Iker, so it doesn't need a bracha. So the Chazanish clears it as a shiloh. What's the getter of Iker and Tofel? Is Iker and Tofel the Pshat? Is the bracha and Iker works on the Tofel? So the bracha and Iker works on the Tofel. It's not better than the Iker. The case I make a bracha on Iker and I bring a new Iker afterwards, we have kolim when the bracha covers it, when it doesn't cover it. Did you have das for it? Did you not have das for it? So Tofel have the same rules, right? Or the Pshat is no, but the Pshat is that when you eat a Tofel, being Tofel to the Iker, it doesn't need a bracha at all. That's not a chilo chalau or kibayit to make it a bracha. So even if you bring it afterwards, it doesn't matter. I'm eating it as a tofel. So I don't need to make a bracha on it. So the Chazanish holds that, and Rav Moshe says that the lashon purchase that's failed means that there is a chi of bracha and it patterns up the chi of bracha. Right? So then, what's this in the red? That So the mashal nafkimina, right? That's a person. We saw where that did it. A person's ruggle to eat something that's called that he had das for it. Right. So a person's ruggle, he eats. He always drinks his coffee black. Somebody sat down and says, "You know, why don't you take some cream?" He says, "You know, Taka, why don't I add some cream to my coffee? Does he need to take a bracha on the cream when he adds some cream to the coffee? He had a shaka on the coffee. I had no dots for the cream. The cream is clearly a tuffle to the coffee. So according to the first side, he needs to take a bracha on the cream. He never had a bracha on it. It wasn't somebody's ruggle. He didn't have dots for it. Maybe it wasn't even the fun of. So he needs a bracha on the cream. According to the second side, he needs a bracha. No, he's not drinking cream. He's drinking coffee. The cream is a hechatim zavala for the coffee. It's a mail, it's bottled to the coffee. So you don't need a bracha. Right? So Chazish says that the lashon parts of tefillah sounds like you need a bracha on it. So that case you would talk, you need a bracha.
Didn't say
it's again the call of grera. It's when grera applies, it doesn't apply. If I don't intend to do it, I never have a coffee. Mm-hmm. I never have a cream together with my coffee. And now I'm almost at a side. I'm a nimlach. I'm a nimlach. A nimlach needs another bracha. Rav Moshe holds like a chazan yeast also. But some say that that in a case where you eat a mamash together, it could be the chiluk in ikras and tuffles. The ikra tuffle, the mishnah that are around with taka eating it separately, that taka, it's a dinner poitering. That's the case of the mishnah. When you eat it together, it's a dinner, it's bottled to it. It's sort of a dinner. So that's what we're not learning ikra and tuffle yet. I keep telling you we're not learning ikra and tuffle yet. Eventually we'll learn ikra and tuffle. But this is one of the nafkaminas, you know. Okay, but so the Balamor says over here, the Chiddush over here is that even he brought it afterwards. So Taka, why does it work? He brought it afterwards. So in the case that you plan to bring it, so then that's not a Chiddush. The case is that you had, you know, if you're ruggle to bring it, so it's like you had das to bring it, so that's not a Chiddush. Whereas the case of the car that I had, it was mamash added later on. Right, so the Chara, so either that's he learns like the second Zad, or he's saying it didn't after my pass. Okay, so that's an interesting point. Give me the full sentence.
The Balmer is saying that it does work, even though it wasn't in front of
him. Right.
Then the Balmer is going to say that it doesn't work.
Either he's saying this didn't dafka pass, and pass even according to Rashi, he's saying even according to Rashi, that it works with ikra and tuffel, pass is able to override that, or he's saying not a chanami, pack is not a dinner pattering.
How could the Tazanish make a conclusion once it's a matter that we're shedding argument about? How could he take a
Russian mission? Nice. No, that's not how you learn your Tazanish. Holds in Suara that it needs a bracha. That's not how Chazanish works. Chazanish held his Suara is very, very stark. And he says, you see, his hechrik in the Lashon is much more because he holds that the Suara is true. Yeah. Kosha, the park was so much yayin, nami niftere pass. My kosha, well, like Kishashay, say my yayin, in a tail of the pass. But I'm eating the top of the pass, Marina. So what's the kasher? Which might be told in the bottom tosis when it be miles of what the kasher was. Okay. Vein the farsh the pirush kudras yain niftei pas kishashar pita b'yain or gomar to have a yain tov. Well, maybe the case the more means is the case where you dunked it. You put you take your donut, you stick it into your coffee, right? So you don't make a bracha on the coffee because the donut, the coffee is a tuffle to the donut, right? So halo ashkel shivorchel abinyan zeh. So the Gemara's cash is why doesn't it pater? Why do you make a bracha? And echanami taka does pater. You don't make a bracha. So what's the cash? A lot of my rabbi shtiyah, but in the case of shtiyah, not a case where you're being sharit. Because what's as good as the Burma boy, Shlomach was a Suda, Besach a Suda, Yon Daisa, Mitzradin, Makruv, Shannon, Shalifton, Barn Lozen, Lismoya, Tunin Brachel, Lithlam, Vlad Felininu. Mi v'turim in birchas amosin, the meaning amosin dinu. Learn here, the meaning of mamastisa, the berachal pas, but there's a paris, more mefarish, the who didn't call my sikadeira. So that's the parish of Gemara. The Gemara it's actually ready Nisker in the Mishnah a little bit, but the more on Membeis Membeis that is the Tanakhama saying Potter Paris Koshke Maisa Kadeira, or that that's clear in the Gemara that it pat is Maisa Kadeira. So why does pas pat to Maisa Kadeira? According to Rashi, the Chara Maisa Kadeira is Daisa. Daisa is the form of Maisa Kadeira. I mean, any Maisa Kadeira would have that same. You don't eat your noodles with your bread usually, right? You don't eat your Daisa with your bread. So it's a fair Gemara that the Mishnah says the paters. Okay. Furthermore, Dorma boy real Mulbach Rasuda Pish Rashi to my Paris. Philhiban is a Matar Rasuda Shlomach was a liftin, tunin brach ben lifnayim, thou therino ben lachrem, then because the Moslem Petros is la Mosinino. Tanaka Rashi Dorma Liel, if you're the fun of Tatum, remind him, Besach Rasuda, tunin brach ben lifnayim, ben lachrem. But I'm not Hilkos, so the Kaimel and Kribnach, when Kribhuna, Kribhish Liel. Now, that question, I imagine you found funny, right? You found the question funny, right? I mean, we're going to Rapapa. And Rapapa is saying Hilchasa. So he's saying, Rapapa could not have said Hilchasa, this is thing, because I told you before, since it's two gets one, Samela, you can't pass like a rejection. But if Rapapa holds like him, so it's not two against one. It's two against two. I mean, what, you're saying Rapapa can't pass it like that? Rapapa can't pass it like that. It's a funny casual. Taisus Hanacha was that we pass like Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, because Rav Nachman and Huna is two against one. You don't pass like Yochum, welcome or Rab. So what Taisus means to say, you're learning over here in Rapapa, a pshat, which Rapapa is forced to not learn like that. Maybe Rapapa learns like that, and Rapapa holds him and says, right, so now it's still against two. You know?
Does it mean saying that Rapapa could not have passed the negotiations because it's too
dangerous? Rashi learned this is what Rapapa is saying. So, Taish is saying, listen, we had Adam Achleikis. Rapapa was two generations late. Rapapa was the Talmud of Rav. Rav is the Talmud of Rab, but was the Talmud of Yehuda, was the Talmud of Rab. Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, Rav Sheshes, they're all the same generation. This is now, so now this is already three generations later. Rabba, Rava, Rapapa, right? So Tosha seems to be saying, Yenim Achleikis between Rav Huna and Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, and Rav Sheshes is already up kapasta. It's done.
And that's Rav Papa.
So Rav Papa's forced to pass like that. That's Tosha's asking. But that's not a call them and I'm a royim. Rapapa has the right to say, I hold Rashi. He says, right, I'll pass like him. So he says, can't because Yochan can't get Rav. Now it's two against one. Rapapa has a right to argue on Rav Huna. There's no such call I can't argue on Rav Huna. So Rav Huna and Nachman said it's A, and Rashi said, Rapapa says A. So now Rapapa passed him like them. Because it's not two against one anymore. So he says, it can't be shocked because two against one. It's not two against one when Rapapa says like that. You know, by definition, once Rapapa says it, it's not two against one anymore. Like, so it's a funny gosh. Okay. The Tosfos means, Lechara, it was a Munach and Beis Medrash. I mean, Lechara wasn't a Munach and Beis Medrash, although I wouldn't need Rapapa to say Hilchasa. Tosfos only should toss her if Rapapa's not discussing the case. So it's great. My Pesach before is true, and Rapapa says something else. So I can live with what I said before and this. And Rashi, Vaisa Gaisa, wasn't so pashut. They hadn't figured out what to do with Hilchasa Maisa yet until Rapapa. Okay. Okay. Pirshri, the Vorma boy machmas the suda besech the suda klamer regilim lava machmas the suda bepas shegilim laokl ima pas kain bosser bedogim uchamini kadeira. So people things that you eat as part of a meal, even though you're not eating them as malapis, Mevi'im Masechus Sura ain't Tzuna Bracha Lifnei Amalach Rehim. I feel Ochel Masechus Sura Bifnei Atzin B'lei Pas. The Kima the Mishum Pas Heim Boyim. Hapas Patrosin. So Pas is a code word according to Tosis for the deal of a meal. So you bring it for the meal. The Lord Shein Darkel Lobe Masechus Sura Kyan Tomorrow Mimnoidim. Shekel Peiris Shem Rehilim Dalap Yisvei Masa Pas. Tzuna Bracha Lifnei Am. Kima Lam Mishum Liften Osu. And Hapas Patrosin. Okay. Now, so the rush, the Alam said a rush already, Mr. Hamma. Right, the rush introduces, what about a case taka? You brought it to be either as a malapis or as an ikra sura. Right? Tesha says, Minastam, you don't eat these things as a malapis. Or you don't eat them as ikra sura. But so it could be. It could be that we're being conveyed that these things, by definition, are not ikra suda, and therefore, no matter what, however you do it, right? So in the case where it's mamash malapes, there's no shayla. He is a malapes. So a person takes peiris and eats it together with bread, right? Unless you argue baladayt is kol odom, right? That it's pashut takam, it's baladayt is kol odom. He's eating it as a tofu, so. I don't need that. The pashas is that's pashas that it works, but that would mean each bite. Mm-hmm. Right, I can't eat some of it without the pas because then I'm eating the part of it not as a malapis. So that would require a bracha. But what about a case where I'm not eating it as a malapis? Eating it as ikra suda. So according to the Tosis introduces this idea that if something is ikra suda, it's nichal in the brachas of pas. So if a person's kamei a suda, also a beiris. So the brachas of pas should include it. Without eating with pas at all. What? Correct. So what's Tosis saying? Tosis is saying the Nakuda is, since it we can argue one of two things. Either it's Botadai, it's a Kolodim. Or it's not all of that. It's not abnormal. Someone, a person, decides to make a meal out of Paris, right? He washes and he has Paris, right? But since it's not the derech to normally do it for that, you can't call a pass. It's sort of an argument, right? But the Maisa, the rush comes along and says that we could call it ikra suda, and it is nichlam birchas a pass. But he has this kinach of you should eat the beginning of it with pas, and arguably maybe the end of it with pas, in order to indicate that you mean it as the ikra suda. Okay. Yeah. What's the lotion over there? So I'm saying that the place is Lashon. No. No, Chavches. You say Chavches. Yeah, Chavches. At the end of the siman, he says, "Miu ein lechir mikan shim hevi peres lechol behem pitoy va'alchol mitzasa b'loy pas behem sasuda shloy hem ton bracha lifneim." And the Lord Almighty Yechlim says, "You can't prove that point." Right? No, he's just saying it's a possibility that you would require some level of eating with pas.
Food that you have.
What? So that's, sorry, what'd you say?
Would that work every type of food that you had? If you ever played the three things, you would have to take cross in the beginning?
No, anything which is normally boy machlas asura, so that you don't need to.
These are the things that are
happening. He's saying that normally a person like kebay al peiris. So a person wants me kebay al peiris, the rest says, I'm not sure what the halacha is. If you need without pass, what the halacha would be. He says, Savora, nearly you don't need that. The Maisa, the Torah says on that you should eat the first bite with pas to be mechiach, that your goal over here is to eat it as part of your meal, not the stam as like lekinuach, lemesikus. And mail of that, and then afterwards you don't have to eat with pas anymore. And the Rani Yoda says you have to eat the beginning and the end with pas to get that milo.
Did you know that the Rosh was talking about kaveya al haperis? Maybe he just means that you want to eat in haperis because ikr means that all I'm having with bread is fruit, or ikr means that I'm not doing it like Rashi Tensi says.
I don't think there's a difference in halacha between the two.
Because if a person's having a meal with chicken and he's having fruit, and the fruit he also wants the muzzle, so then if you have a rush, you
know, correct. Correct.
So, at the end?
What?
Even if it's at the end.
The ending is very complicated. Right. If he's ready full, it's not that's not true. Should make a difference, halacha l'maaseh, you have to eat the first and last. We're a question for the Ben Yarno. You have to eat the first and last bite with pas.
Which I don't see the Rosh is saying that.
No, the Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh is masupik if you eat it without pas at the beginning. That's how the Madana Yom Tov understands the Rosh is suffic.
And then
he says swara nearly. Yeah, I understand. He says he doesn't seem to be machriya l'maaseh halacha l'maaseh. He says it seemed to him that that's true. When we swore that this should be true, I don't think he's saying halacha l'maaseh. And the Torah says you need to eat the first bite with pas. Halacha l'maaseh. He doesn't say you need the last one. We pass on the command. You need both, beginning and the end. So you don't really need the beginning and the end. What you really need is that you eat the first one with pas, and then you cannot be masalik atzam in a pas. So by not eating the end with pas, means like, yeah, I ate some with pas, and now I'm eating without pas. So then I need a bruch, according to Ben Yirmi. So by eating pas at the end, you show that you're still seeing this as being second, as part of the meal. I'm not sure that the Torah says that you need to eat the first bite with pas. I don't think he's arguing on the Rosh. He said that the Rosh didn't make a final hakrua. He says, miswara, that should be true. He didn't make a final hakrua. Okay. So that's. So the Chara that the Mentosis can agree to that. I mean, that just pointing out, Mentosis just says, Dwarf Shay Dark Alobo, the Pesach Pass, Suda, tomorrow, Shay Rigim, Amy Gim Lapis of the Pass, the Kim Lamishim Lipton also ain't a Pass, which Rosa. Fine. So according to Tosis, Lachos Suda, everything's going to need a bracha. Rusha imehivio dvarim she's kind of Lachos Suda. Lachos Shemoshes Dayim in a pass, Shuv in a pass, but just in cloud. Bahavi Kimosh Shachlam Bolei Pass Shum Suda. Be dvarim regilim lava machlus Suda. Dvarim shalim regilim lava machlus Suda. Tuna bracha lifneim alachreim. The kol dvarim deleil koi. So that's what Tosis learns. Now, some of the Rishonim follow Mahalach of Tosis, But this last kinesh, the Tosas, they don't say. Tosas came along and said that la'achar asuda, Rapapa's second din is la'achar asuda, once you masalik the pas. So this idea that, so in Rashi doesn't look at Gemara like that, because Rashi says that the case of la'achar asuda is poshut in a relevant case. Rashi learns that the case is always the word of lefes. You mean malavas with pas. So there's no more pas. So then, obviously, everything is a bracha. So what's Rapapa saying in the second case? So Rashi says that what Rapapa was talking about is someone you know in the beginning of the meal. You brought a teicha suda. What's that did? That's what Rashi learns Rapapa. The Tosfos Lishitasoi says we already discussed everything which is brought teicha suda. So what's this? This is a brand new case of la'achar asuda. And this new din of la'achar asuda is telling me, in the case you must tell Atzmina Pass, even these things which normally you bring the Muslim, the Spoya, you cannot call them as being part of a Suda's Pass when Be'etzim there's no Pass anymore. You must tell Atzmina Pass. Now you could have argued that even without the Pass, if it's something which is the Muslim with the Spoya, which Be'etzim is Shaykh to the Suda, even though you're Masalik Atzim in a pass, for the Maisa, this is Ikar Asuda. So the fact that you're Masalik pass doesn't take away the bracha should go on your meat. So he says, no, the bracha doesn't go on the meat anymore. Once you're Masalik pass, no more bracha, the bracha doesn't work on the meat. Right? That step of Tosis, Lechara, that's a Kiddush. You could agree with Tosis as Yesod that there's a moment of when you're Iker, and therefore you cannot consider something tofel to the pass, but so what's that case? Right? So what's your papa being mechadish over here? He's being mechadish two things. He's being mechadish, or three things. He's mechadish that you need a bracha rishona on these things which normally the Muslim only spoil. He's being mechadish that you need a bracha achron on these things which the Muslim only spoil. Which I could have argued, you need a bracha rishona, but the ma'aseh, they're Muslim, so they're nichlal in brachas of Moses. I could have argued that. And he's been mechadish that, and he's putting on record the things which are not for ikar asuda. For sure, you need a bracha rishona, bracha achrona. Right? But the ikar makom of Kiddush in Rapapa is in the Devarim. So what is Tosfos telling me? Tosfos is telling me that things are nichlal and benching. So why are they nichlal and benching? Why is it not nichlal and benching? The ma'aseh, it's the Muslim lisboya. It's Muslim. So Rashi learned that these things, Rashi learns, are not tofel, but the ma'aseh, they're Muslim. Right? He dies. So why is it included in benching? Because it's Muslim. Even, right, Tosfos learns a new concept that pas means suda, and therefore benching goes in it also. But once you tell me that din that pas means suda is so not true, once you took away the pas, that even bread, even meat, needs its own bracha rishona, he's also telling me that benching doesn't cover it. That's again right to Rakhir Tosfos, which. He's arguing Tosfos and Rashi on that part also. Rashi has a case where he needs a bracha rishona, doesn't need a bracha achrona. Because lemaisa, it has a shem osin. Tosfos comes along and says that I have things. So how does Tosfos understand why benching works when I eat my te'enim and remoinim, te'enim and anovim? Teicha suda, benching covers it, and la'achar suda, benching doesn't cover even meat. That's the Tosfos of Ibn Mekadosh now in So the Rashi comes along. The Rashi comes along and says, "I agree with Tosis, but not this far." So lachra suda, I eat meat. It does not need a bracha b'shen or a bracha afar, because it's ikra suda. The same way Benchy covered it before, the same way the bracha b'shen pass covers it, even without pass. But the word is you don't need pass. The word is pass is a code name for suda. This is suda. You're eating meat, so it covers the b'shen and covers bracha achrona. What's Devor Haboyim Shalomach was a suda. To teich a suda, they need a bracha b'shen and a bracha achrona. Lachar a suda, they need a bracha b'shen and a bracha achrona. So that's what a papa's doing mekadosh. But according to Tosis is taking it. Even Devor Haboyim Mach was a suda. Benching can't cover. Even though teich a suda, Devor Haboyim Shalomach was a suda, benching does cover. So that's helpful. That's the right the element of Chiddush and Tosis. Fine. So Tosin says Loshan Mashiach is Yonam in the past. The Ben Yonah's Loshan is your Oikar HaShulchan. Nowadays we're not Oikar HaShulchan. Which means Azay. So the Beis Yosef, the Torah says that this din is still is negated lemaisa by sudas kedarlos, that they would finish the meal, they take away the bread, and they would eat the peiros and the gadim, etc. So Tosfos din is negated. Beis Yosef says that's not a steer to Tosfos. Tosfos says in general it's not negated, but in our case it is negated. Now over there you weren't oikar shulchan. Bizman Chazal, each person has his own little table. They took away the tables. Nowadays, we just have the big table over here, and the big table is still there. They're Moshech Yodim in a pass. So the Torah learns that in that case, you take and eat brachos, b'shanas, and bracha achronas. Because you're Moshech Yodim in a pass. So the Bir Lacha points out, well, but according to Ben Yaino, that it's totally, and the Rashba, the Rashba says, listen, which you're a shulchan, now is you're not oikar shulchan. So even by Tzuz Gedolus, you're not oikar shulchan. So you wouldn't make a bracha. And Im calls out the Rashba says, even so, that you're oikar shulchan, if you're eating meat, you don't make a bracha. Tosfos says you're being Moshech Yodim in a pass, and you do make a bracha. So that's how like Tosfos is diverging from the Rashba. The Rashba is holding on to the meal till you're Moshech Yodim in a pass, and you still have a meal. You are kashuv in the ice meal. Even then, bread is still part of the meal. Meat is still part of the meal. Something which is normally eaten, the spoyas, is part of the meal. Tosfos says even meat is not part of the meal. Even if you didn't take it to the table, you still make the pass. That's how far Tosfos learns this idea that Akira is, yeah. The place you grapple with nowadays, by Chasna, they have Simchas Chasna Makala. So at the end of the Chasna, they talk and move the tables away. They clear the tables totally. That's not Stam Mishik's Yerim in the past, that's Akira Shulchan. And there's no bread anymore. Take away all the bread. And then they bring in the dessert, etc. So there's two scenarios over there. Usually at least by the Laker Chasnas, you know, that they have. So they put out cakes, they put out fruits, and they put out kugel. Right? Right? You've been there, right? So kugel, you would have the Rashba's argument. It's still part of the meal. It's a meal food. But what? That because I don't have any more. Which one? You know, which they do it differently? I don't know. They do it. What? Yeah, Nivus Chaim. They do kugel. Yeah, the Teres Yiva, they do kugel. That's the difference of the $1,000 upgrade that you get. Yeah, Beis Vegas is pretty sparse in that regard. It's just fruit and cake. But the fruit and cake is not one machmas suda, and it's a kirsa shulchan. So the chari should be making a bracha. So we ask you, you're talking about a bracha. Rishana and achrona. Even you're going to bench. Just if you bench without saying it, so then you get involved in the shiloh, the pasuk of a kistin, or a certain payrus are nichlal and benching. But certain payrus are not nichlal benching. You'd have to say bracha achrona afterwards.
How do we apply this then if a person doesn't have a table? Eating in the car.
Well, so part of the issue is Taisa says your mashiach is yada minapas. So Moshe, I had this shiloh. Example which I think is very negative, although there's some money makel on it. There's Erev Pesach Chalitz B'Shabbos. Right, so you're very nervous about the breadcrumbs. You're a little kid, so what's the eight? So you eat your meal on the deck. You wash and you eat your bread on the deck, and then you go inside for the rest of the meal. Then you shake everybody off. You know, you wash them off. Everybody's clear. Then you clear, you wipe out your mouth, you know, so there's no more pass. And you think, okay, that's it, kids, no more pass. Then you go inside the rest of the meal. So pass according to the Torah, you need a bracha mishana bracha on the rest of the food. Because you're yoshe kadam in a pass. And furthermore, you're oikar shulchan. So somebody said to me, oh, so you're handling the shalom of shini makam, because mice, I can see it. I said, that's not, I'm not handling shini makam. I'm handling a kira shulchan. And somebody said to me, here in a rub. So the eight says, make sure you, where you're going, you can still see the original makam. Your shini makam is a different lakuda, which is also a problem. So the shini makam, you can see the original place, it's not called shini makam. I'm with you. You still have a kiras shulchan. And you're clearly mashak adam in a pass. So I think it's a problem. So the Shus Yitzchak brings from Rabbi brings, he wants to bring a raya. He says Rabbi Yashua was masking to him that a case or a person bets him wants to eat pass. Just because of his iser, he can't eat the pass, that's not called tziluk adam in a pass. So Mela, it wouldn't be a problem. What? Well, yeah, I'm worried about the crumbs. What? Well, at some point in time, it's not going to be the aim. It's going to be your wife that you're worried about, not your mother anymore. It's whatever it is, you know. But so the eights really would be the case that the person says, if it's before the zman, so go outside at the end of the meal and have some more bread. So you never really see, like, you're not the salak min a pass. Then you only have a problem with shilu makom. Okay, I get it. All right, so that's what I think. At least one person did that based on that. I ate the whole meal outside. So, I don't know. So that's an interesting argument. That's my want pass over here. It's supposed to tziluk pass. I'm almost done with the pass. I have no interest in the pass anymore. So I just said that's enough. To trigger, but Rishon Berurah says the Maisa you should only be chayshin for it if you have a kira shulchan also. That's his limud schus that we're not makbet on this issue. So by the Chas says I think you have a kira shulchan. So you, according to that, that's the Mora, which Rabbi Yashar Taka said is a problem. If I'm erker shulchan only because not going to be erker shulchan. I need to. I'm not ending the meal. That's not the point. The point is I'm just, you know, making room for dancing, etc. That would be the kavana. Since me in the Svora, Bet Samai would be happy to keep the shulchan there. You know, just we need more room. So that's not a kira shulchan. So the same thing with changing the tablecloth. You know, I just want a cleaner tablecloth. Right? That's not called a kira shulchan. If, you know, so how far you take that Svora, I'm not sure, Lamaisa, how far you take that Svora.
That's when they're happy to be
tables out.
They just want to go home.
The workers
want to go home.
That's
an earlier hour.
See, in my mind, the way they set it up is there's people invited for the meal, and people are invited for the simple slice of Macau. It's like it's a whole new stage of the Suda. So that's why I think that talk is that's Silika Shulcha. And they move the tables away. Now there's room for the new people. It's not just. This word is just a heck of a thing for more dancing, which is what Scheinberg gave. I don't know, you know, I'm not sure what his Matthias he was referring to. You know, Israeli costumes, you know, I don't know, you know. Like, it's always coming and going. Nobody stays for the meal, come out, except for the family, you know. So, but in America, I mean, it's mamish, it's like a gantazach, you know.
It's really a passing
what?
Really
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
So, if there is no shulchan, then everyone would be masking that the other one passes enough.
I don't think so. According to Rashba, you need the chomer of silika shulchan to be kaveya end of the suda. I think so. Okay. And yachin yain nami niftei pas. So toises l'shitos. So the vada yain machmas the suda osi shu shoyse kamapomim yilav suda lo yishta niftei pas. Shani yain the great brachal atzam. Pierce Rashi the Rambam kemes subo. Brachal lo abishay and svichem lishtos. Good mekidesh brachos erison. So it has a chashivas to it that it's you see that many times it's. So they were always, even the scenario where it's coming because of the Suda, but they were kibay to make a bracha on it. Rashbo Pirish, Mishum the Sarkal Barkal Yain, Brepia Goffin, Mishkiluk Shum, Anovim, Brepia Eitz, Vashar Mashkim, Shakonia Bivaro, that Hayos, it's a specific special bracha. Means it should have been Brepia Eitz, the Haguva, they were conveying a special bracha for it. So Chazal wanted to maintain that bracha even in the situation where its mach was a suda. But he says that Bashar Mashkim, you make a shahakal. Mir ben Atam, the Bashar Mashkim, come my mind, Mashaykh, a boy, mach was a suda, pass with Rosim. Phil Yan, have you put it? He loved the Kabea Brachal Atzmoy. With the Kamach's victory, Shakos, and work on the mind, Baracha, Bachal Pam, Upam, Phil Bashar Suda, Dabi Kinimlach. Now, so the Mach is saying two things. First of all, that mime is not called machmas asuda, and B, if you have a din of nimlach. Now you don't accept the second one to say the first one. So Shulchan Aruch brings it down. There's two shitas. He says yesh armim that mayim is, or all the drinks need a bracha to chasuda, and yesh armim further that you have to get bracha b'chol pam upam. It's not machmas. You happen to say both of them, but those two. So what's the story? So Rishonim said the story is because the derech was achila was shtia. So since derech achila is with shtia, semel it's called machmas asuda. So according to Rashi, that the point is that the bracha is because it's no bracha, it's malapes. Drink is not a malapes. So there's no shayla, you have to take a bracha. So machmas avichim is the Talmud Rashi. So it's poshut that you have to take a bracha. B'chol pam upam is debatable. Right? The Tosis says that the word is it's bo machmas asuda. So can you look at it? It's not coming the Muslim with the saiva. You have to be malach. It's not the Muslim with the saiva. It's for different functions because you're thirsty. So why should it be nichlal? Well, it's nichlal because the derech is that when you eat, you get thirsty and you drink also. So maybe that's considered part of the meal. Maybe a smichus to that is because it's a random time. The Remeir sheet later on, v'chalta zu achila v'savata zu shtia. Remeir holds that Rabbi Yehuda says that the shir is a kazayis, is a kebeya. V'chalta v'savata achila sheish b'kenei sviya, which is a kebeya. Remeir says it's a kazayis. So according to Meir, it means the definition of a meal which the Torah was mechayev to bench on is a meal that you ate and you drank. So the Ramah is cautious for that, the sheet of Meir, that in case a person ate a meal and he's still thirsty and he benches, he shouldn't bench because it's not a benching the rice. Because you're still thirsty, and it's only chayv the bench of rice if you add a chil and shtiyah when you're thirsty. But then, and he saw me. So the Ramah says, therefore, if you're giving two people to bench, and one person ate and he didn't drink, one person ate and he drank, you should give it to the person to bench, the person who ate and drank, because he was mekayim, he had benching the rice according to the Meir. Right? Everybody familiar with this Ramah? We discussed it before, right? So, but you see that in Rebbeir's world, we look at shtiyah as an intrinsic part of the meal. So Tosfos says, so it doesn't need a bracha. So according to Rashi, that's irrelevant. The reason I don't need the bracha is not because it's part of the meal. Really, because it's malapis. It's not a malapis. But according to Tosis, the point is it's boy machmas asuda. So the same way lamazin v'lisayv is called machmas asuda. So shtia is considered part of the suda because that's how you eat. You always eat when you drink together. Now according to Machzor Mishnah, v'harulei porach halcha. Why didn't the Mori ask on shtia? Mehen. So what was the Mori's kasha? So you make a bracha on the water. So why? So what's the Mori's kasha? And the path doesn't pass to the water. So why is we asking the path to pass to the yain? Mishum the zayin, the yain zayin. I'm a mayim lo zayinikid. I'm a nerdim and muzin. Pshita lo part to the pass. Then I'm a klal birchas the pass. But punkt yain, the Mori has a have a meaning to say that you bench on yain. The Mori says, well, the night it's a kolada. So, punkt yayin, but the Mori says, how many should bench on yayin? Because zayin, so maybe that taka should be nichol in the lechem. It's much better than, the Mori's kash is, it's better than anything else. It means even according to Rashi, that it's because of malapes, Rashi's going to be masking that the Mori has a have a meaning that yayin should be nichol in amoitzi. Because yayin is mamish mozen. Mir ben Tam Mir hayom is for the work klala shamaskim a boy ma sakhasuda the time of the past pateras kol dor mash boy in bishvilo and mail you drinking is part of you need to drink okay so tois is hashu kup tois is ya in poite komeni maskim you see ker maskahu who rush komeni maskim So it comes out the swara of Yayin, Poyta Kobene Mashkin, and Pas is Pateras Kobene Michael, is quite different. Yayin, Pateras Kobene Mashkin, it's not because that the elder Mashkin, they're coming there to be an extension of the Chil of the Chil of the Yayin. Yayin is Yayin, Sheikher is Sheikher. But Yayin is so kosher that there's a sword that said the Yayin path is coming in Mashke. But Pass, which a path is other things, not because Pass is a kosher, but Pass is everything else. Pass is a way to say Sula, and that everything which comes because of the Sula is also Nichla. So it comes out that Pass, Pathin, Komen, and Baikol, and Yayin, Pathin, Komen, and Mashke, are two different dinner. Now, Inner Ki himself, that's not necessarily true. Because Rukhiya says pas is all mina Michael, even things which are dwarm not Mavas Asuda. But Lididan, that we don't pass like Rukhiya. So Tosfos said before, we don't pass like Rukhiya in the din of Yain either. Means this idea is not true. But it seems to me that I don't know. The Rosh Hashanah Tosha says along and says, since you don't pass on the Gabbai pass, we don't pass on him by Yayin. The Rosh says, no, that's not true. We can pass on the Gabbai pass, and yes, on the Gabbai Yayin. So I don't know the Ri and the Ben Otam, how that works, but the Ri is saying, Lachar, that like along the lines of the Rosh, that Yayin, Pat is coming to Mashkim, it's a totally different din than pass, Pat is Patrick Michael. Pat is Patrick Michael because it's Kamei Hashem Suda. And everything else is Nichlal. Yayin is not pattering because it's Kaveya, Hashem, act, and everything is part of the Yayin. It's a din. It's because it's a Rosh Hashanah, a Mashkim, and your Mashkim is different. The Bracha and Yayin is part of everything else. It's quite a different din. That's why I told you that the Chayyarim says it only makes sense to him that you should say this din in the case of your Kaveya or Yayin. So at least it has a mile of a kviyas yayin, so it's me'ein a kviyas pas. We don't pass like that. You don't need kviyas yayin. So this din of me'ein pas in komen imashkim is a totally, it's a more powerful din than pas pas in komen imashkim, which is taka pel de gazach. Now, he'll mashkin of a boy mach was a suda, she won't be shil a pas, lishvus a Michael. He'll pass with trust him. So Pater's mashke out it's star chachila. Because in a yayin, can remember time or gemara time? Fine. By the time Aniko Masha Onumorch Besal Khazar Salakhilas more levad, we don't say a brepia dhamma. Shalom Vak Maksha my in workum and I'm a brepia dhamma. I the brepia dhamma you said brepia dhamma the Shaya Rakus, which you said by Karpas, Tosis and a Purta. Could have been a hostel, the Kimadika, Hagada Bahalo, Asik Naite. Why do you make a brook on the second coast? Rapier Golfin. You already said a brook on the first coast. You know you're planning on the second coast. So you say because the Haggadah and the Hala between is a hafsik, you mean to see a dasim from the iron, and you need a new brook. That's the riff holds you only make two brookers. Rapier Golfin on the first coast and on the third coast. The second coast is included in the first coast. But then, like every time you have brookers and mozin, after benching, you need a rapier Golfin. And then the fourth coast, you don't need a brook. Because Nichol, the third coast. That's the riff. But we understand the Gemara is saying, no, that you need a bracha on all four coasts. Because you're being Mesir Das from the first coast to the second coast. So the Brepi Adoma, you're saying on the carpet doesn't help you for the more. Right? If you had a mind, but Mesir Mesir Das in between. Right? So why do you make a Brepi Adoma on the more? Elamah, you have to say. Alavadi time in the Havikim and the Brahmana Kavi Khoiva the Siva Al Masam Roy Yukluhu. Havi Kabadwarm have real love of Machus Asuda, the past Petrosan. So what's the kasha? Well, the kasha is when I eat vegetables during the meal, I'm eating it out of the Suda. So then, of course, it's Nichol in the past. What's the kasha? Why should I make a bracha and be dumb on the mor? It's part of a meal. I'm not eating part of the meal. I'm eating it. Because it's a mitzvah to eat it. So that's your argument, shouldn't be nikla. So Torah says, no, I don't know, but that's exactly what the Torah said. The mitzvah is that this meal should be a meal of matzah samarari. So I'm eating it out of the meal. It's a meal, it doesn't need a bracha. According to Torah, there's no reason to have lesser because I was a Christ. According to Torah's Shita, there's no reason, right? The Rashbam, Torah is arguing the Rashbam. The Rashbam, whether it says you should have a mind. Karpas over there. That's the Rashbam Shita over there. Tosis disagrees. It says no because it wouldn't work anyway. So do whatever you want. You would have to make a bread of moshes according to Tosis. Now. So what's Hakav Shat Lididan? We try Dor Shev Yichshi. Like we, you know, we're standing on 2 feet. You know, we're saying have in mind. And we're saying you need to break your golf on the second coast. So make up your mind. So, Elamite, there's another reason why you make a bracha on the second coast, other than this swar of Isaac Adaite. So it has to be that there's a cheshiva. So this, the Rishon already said, this is the guy over there in, was it Tafayin Dalit? The sip is one sip. Machaber says, you don't make a bracha on the second coast. That's the Machaber. And Ross says, there aren't many that we do. There's a big grove over there, which handles this shayla. Why are we making broken the second coast? And don't tell me, you know, I'm not a shayla.
The Rishon said that since there were second four coasts, so it's like
you're. Each one has its own chashivas. You're not tricking because of what's before. So Melech is Mechayev his own broken. So the Goyin says you should eat a kazayas, and you should say a braver fosh. And he says, because he's not like Tosis. But the Magen Ram says, this swore, we look at each Christ as being a separate, distinct mitzvah, and therefore it's Mechayev its own bracha. Mela, but it's not because you're Messiah Das, and therefore the bracha from Radama can work for the Arachis. And we're cautious that Arachis, we don't look as part of the Suda, because you're not eating the Suda, you're eating an else a mitzvah to eat it. So, all of the cheshbonos go together. If you don't agree with Tosis's word, you look at it as his own thing. It's not part of the meal. If it's not part of the meal, so then where's your adama? And the adama from four doesn't work because you're Messiah Das. No, it's not a Hesed Das. So why make it maybe a Gofen? Because it's a separate mitzvah. So that's the cheshbon over there. Okay.